Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
On our mics. I burped and the beer went up my fucking nose. God, I smelled it. I'm sorry.
It's okay,
babe. What's your excuse?
All right, guys. We are back for episode 3 of What's Your Excuse? And we've just realized we definitely need Ryan here for sound.
Oh, yes, yes.
He's at home taking a nap, so we were left to our own devices, and hopefully everything works out.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
So.
First off, want to say Merry Christmas, even
happy
though
holidays.
It is past by this point, but today it's Christmas Eve, so we're going to say ho, 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 bitches.
Yep.
And welcome to a very special Christmas episode.
It is special.
It
because
is.
Because this is also kind of going to be our first murder-themed episode.
Which, as if you know either of us, is our favorite.
We love it.
So, yay murder.
Yes, obviously.
Woohoo!
So, the reason that we kind of thought that this would be a good time to go after the murder and the true crime aspect of it is because recently, I'm sure all of you have heard about the Chris Watts story, the man who murdered his entire family, but he was caught because he used also an excuse, which was, I only killed my wife. She killed all
everyone
of our kids.
Else. Yeah.
But I did still dispose of their bodies.
Yeah, dispose of all of them instead of coming to the police.
That's right.
Saying, yo, this is
my
what
wife
my wife
killed
did.
My kids. Yeah, because that's what anyone would do.
Especially if you're innocent, you know?
Yeah,
definitely. You're really trying to sell your point.
Of course.
At that point, you just tell no one.
Yeah,
like
obviously.
You haven't killed a single person. They just up and left.
I mean,
we'll really go on and, like, teachers pet this shit.
Yeah. I mean, well, the thing was that the best friend and the neighbor are the ones who really caught him. Mm. And have you seen any of, like, the body cam footage from when the cops came?
No.
It was good.
Okay,
He's got his hands behind his head. He's, like, jumpy. The neighbor says to the cop outside, he's like, something's up with him. Something's up. He's not acting normal. It's pretty interesting to watch the body language of it all.
Nice.
So you should check that out.
Okay. I'll do that immediately following this.
That's good.
And I'll give you input next week.
I'm going to pause this. See if... Are we still recording?
Hello.
Is it still working?
Is it still working?
Ooh, it's still working. What's
okay,
up?
Bless.
Y'all... Okay. Sorry. Had to pause. You will all soon realize I am bad at remembering to charge my laptop.
It's okay. We're only 3 episodes in.
Yeah, I'll get better as time goes. I'm just sure of it.
I won't.
Well, you don't have one to begin with.
True. Yeah, because let me just give y'all a little tip real fast about drinking your wine in bed.
Don't.
Hey, don't. Yeah, because I, you know, was sitting there with my MacBook, drinking my wine, having a grand old time, apparently too good of a time because I passed the fuck out. And I woke up to a black laptop screen and red wine all over me. And so I was like, well, fuck. Turn this motherfucker upside down. Wine comes pouring out of the keys. And,
oh, God.
Yeah, it was
and
pretty bad.
And then you drank it. You poured
and
it
I was
into
like,
a glass.
I was like, put my face under it, like, under this motherfucker, trying to get all of my wine. Because obviously that was the most important part.
Yeah.
I was most upset about.
I was kind of upset about the iPad, about the MacBook.
Laptop. Yeah, it was free. It was a gift.
Mostly the wine.
Yeah, exactly. So if you are going to drink in bed, use a sippy cup.
Or just do it with your TV, not your laptop.
Yeah.
That's another option.
Sippy cup is fun, though.
That's true.
Makes you feel like a grown ass adult. Baby. Oh.
Grown ass baby.
Grown ass baby.
So, some funny things that have this week, real quick, I want to just let everyone know we're funny.
Yeah. Okay. To all our friends who have been like, your podcast is actually funny.
It's actually really funny. Like, no shit.
What the fuck did you
think? We're hilarious people.
Did you even know us?
I'm more offended that you had any indication that it wasn't going to be funny.
Yeah. If you sat there and you started it and you're going, oh God, I'm just listening to it because they're my friends.
I'm mad.
Yeah. And you're not my friend anymore.
Well, okay. You're still my friend.
Okay. Yeah. I'll be your friend too.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
But it's crazy to me.
Yeah. We're obviously a hoot.
Of course.
Just like an owl. Speaking of owls.
Yes.
Look at that goddamn natural segue.
Look at that transition.
As we said, we'll be speaking about murders this week.
That's right.
We, as you know, how we do, we like to compile a list of stuff that we didn't compile. Actually, we Google stuff and that's we find right. a list. So someone else did our work for us. Megan is going to tell you who.
Timothy Ryan White with Ranker.com.
Okay. He did all of our work.
Compiled a list of ridiculous murder defenses that actually worked. Now, some of these you guys already know about. O.J. Simpson. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. Everyone knows that. We're not going to talk about it because...
You already heard it. You're sick of it. Yeah. We're all sick of it.
We get it. He...
Just arrest the fucking guy.
Yeah.
He's guilty. If that's not your opinion, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Move along.
Also, I want to touch on, you know, a lot of people thought that he should not have gotten parole when he went up for parole most recently. But he wasn't in prison for the murder. So they couldn't keep him in prison for the murder.
Yeah.
Because that's not what he was there for to begin with.
Yeah.
So just a little legal update for you. Just some information. Just a heads up. So I'm going to let Caitlin talk about the owl defense here.
So if you haven't heard of this story, it's like, this it has a documentary.
Dumpster fire.
It could also be a dumpster file. There are so many different theories that go with this, and it's just a file.
Good.
Of bullshit. Pretty yes. much. Anyways, it is sometimes referred to as like the staircase, stuff like that. There is a documentary on Netflix called by the same name, The Staircase.
Yeah, it's like a short series, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It's got like 7 or 8 episodes.
It's been like real fucking long time.
I watched a few of them. I did There's not get a lot. Chance to finish it.
There's several documentaries on this case,
and
actually.
Then I did hear the My Favorite Murder episode.
Yes, yes. They that do was, cover it. They briefly mention it in the beginning of their podcast. And then I believe it's episode 100 that they're like,
I think
okay,
right.
we're going to finally it discuss was. The owl theory. Because they like... They were like, oh, blah, 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 the owl theory. And then they like glossed over it. And I remember sitting there for the longest time at the beginning of that podcast, sitting there Googling, what the fuck is this owl theory? Why can't I find anything about it? And it was like, then they finally went back and did it. And I was like, oh, thanks. Sorry.
Got locked out of your phone. There you go.
Okay. So now that we've gotten that nice long intro out of the way. So this case happened in 2001. Kathleen Peterson was killed by blunt force trauma to her head. Her husband, Michael Peterson, was convicted of the murder and sentenced to life in prison eventually.
Yeah.
We'll say it took a while. So pretty much she falls down some stairs. And
falls.
Yeah.
You didn't see me.
Giant quotations.
I put quotations with my thingies.
Air quotes.
That's right. Air quotes.
That's what it's called, I think. anyways.
It's not called quotations with my fingies.
Quotations with my fingies. That's what it's called now.
Good.
So, quotations with my fingies. Perfect. She put them up. Let's see. So, I guess it was Peterson's attorney, T. Lawrence Pollard. That's your first mistake, having a name like that. Just kidding. If your name's T. Lawrence Pollard, you're probably an okay person. Not really. Not if you're him. he believed that an owl had killed Kathleen Peterson. An owl. You know, like those little winged... Oh, I heard something today. What was I reading? It was like a thing. Wood penguin.
Excuse me?
That's what a child called it. They're like, Dad, I thought that was called a wood penguin. And I loved it.
It does make sense, though.
Yes. So the wood penguin killed this lady.
I'm going to cut you off. I did think that you were going to discuss the theory in like Hispanic and Mexican culture of owls being bad omens.
Oh, but yeah.
You weren't. So
there's a Two Girls, One Ghost episode about that.
It's really like, I don't know the background of it. I've had a lot of friends ask me about it because like, I do like the folklore, like Mexican and Hispanic folklore a lot. But I don't know where the owl came from, what the issue is, because one person told me that like...
Well, it is hella rare to see an owl.
Well, one person told me that they were told that basically the owl was like a bruja or a witch who would come to like take your soul. Cool. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know that I've ever heard that. Like, I don't know. But if you know what it is, if you know what the issue with Mexicans and owls are...
Let us know.
Let me know.
Yeah, write that shit in.
Side note, I am Mexican, so I do like to, that's why I get like real involved in this stuff.
I've had lots of Mexican in me.
All right, you know, go ahead with your story.
Sorry, Dad.
Also, I'm real sorry that I'm constantly coughing in y'all's ears. I just have a bad cough. Go ahead.
Fuck them if they got something to say. Fuck them.
Thank you for listening. Fuck you.
Okay, so a feather was found in Kathleen's hand matching that of an owl, and the lacerations of her face and head matched that of an attack of a large bird. So, I mean, I don't know where they pulled owl from. Oh, I guess the feather, but I'm like, it could have been a hawk.
You know, the other question is, like, how do you distinguish between the attack of a large bird and...
A human.
A human, or maybe just
trying
falling.
To cover something up.
Maybe, yeah. Like, maybe just when you fell, you scratched the fuck out of your face.
Yeah, because you're falling downstairs.
Yeah.
I've fallen downstairs before.
Like,
not a whole lot,
but...
in the
midst of trying to get someone off of you, they've scratched your face and clawed it to hell. I don't know. There's a lot wrong with this, I think.
Yes. Since Peterson's conviction, Pollard has managed to find several owl experts... So that's cool. There's owl experts who back up his theory, essentially.
Oh, wow.
And then in 2010, these theories were made public and several articles were written on this mysterious yet sensible owl defense. I don't think sensible is the word I would use.
That's a stretch.
Because it's total crap.
Yes.
But I don't know. Anyways, it... brought this to the media's attention, and Peterson was granted a new trial, which began in 2017. But he eventually does accept the Alford plea deal and was freed based on his time already served.
Oh, God. That's the Alford plea. That's what the West Memphis... What was it? It was West Memphis 3? It was those three murders in the 90s that... I can't remember their names. They were these three kids who were convicted of murder, even though they didn't murder anyone. And it basically like started the stigma of like quote unquote goth kids and metal kids being murderers. And so I think they accepted an Alford plea also. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Basically because it also doesn't scratch it from your record, the murder.
Yeah.
But you're done serving time. Like, they admit that you're innocent and you didn't do it, but it does not take it off of your record.
Yeah, like, so if you go to apply at McDonald's, or like, they're going to be like,
it may be the
no.
other way, where they it does come off your record, but they don't, it doesn't make you innocent. I think that's what it is. It comes off your record,
okay.
But they don't call you innocent.
He accepted the Alford plea deal,
they just say that you had a plea bargain, which basically still says, like, we still think your ass did it, but I guess you can get out of prison.
Yeah, you know, because that's definitely how justice should be served. Whatever.
It's interesting to see it in those different lights because those kids, like, genuinely, like, didn't do it and their lives are destroyed.
Yeah.
But then looking at it in this light, he likely did do it.
Yes. Didn't, isn't
but
this...
But he can still have a life.
Isn't this the one, didn't her eyeball, like, wasn't there something about, the officer thought it was a marble, and it was, like, her eye?
Oh, I don't remember.
Maybe I'm mixing it up with something. I don't know. There's, I don't know.
Hmm.
It's, I should have maybe listened up a little bit. But yeah, so that was one. So if you ever, you know, decide to murder someone, apparently you can just blame it on a giant fucking bird.
Rip a bird's feather out.
Just put that shit right in their hand. You don't even got to rip it out. Go outside.
Yeah.
Go outside. Find you a little crow feather.
Put it in their hair like a nice little flower, like the ladies from the 60s.
If you're in Waco, get a grackle feather.
Obviously.
You could probably scoop up a little shit, too.
Yeah.
Put that on them, you know, because I'm sure if you're fighting a bird off
with
your life, they're going to shit on you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting fact, you know that birds, like, I'm pretty sure they have...
Did your cat just gargle?
Probably. They have, like, retractable penises.
Birds?
Yeah, I was trying to look up one day how birds have sex. It's very strange. Look it up. Ooh. Do yourself a favor.
All right. On that note...
on to the next topic.
Next
murder.
What we're going to do... This is one that I can just really, really relate to. Sandy Craddock was 29. She lived in London. I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you.
No, I can't.
Fuck.
Now
I'm
it's
sorry.
Gone.
Isn't that good, though?
But,
isn't that a good thing?
No, I wanted to sneeze. She was 29. She already had dozens of criminal convictions.
Me.
But now...
Just kidding, Mom.
She was being charged with the murder of a barmaid. She was a bartender, obviously, in London.
Barmaid.
Now, they thought it was just an easy case of murder. Just done. Whatever.
Done.
This bitch killed this lady. That's it. Game over. But her legal team decided to use the defense of diminished responsibility due to premenstrual syndrome.
Oh.
So what they said basically was, it's not 100% her fault that she killed someone. She was on her period.
Okay, if there was ever a reason to blame something on your period, this is it.
And it says, yeah, like that's
use
why I
that
relate
excuse.
So hard.
I told you, it, like, it can get you out of anything.
That's my number one excuse.
Sorry, can't do that. I'm on my period.
And then it says, experts were able to prove that all of Craddock's crimes and suicide attempts took place during this phase of her menstrual cycle. And the court agreed that she was not in control of her faculties. Now,
so really, she's just insane that she's making everyone else look bad for having a period.
Yes.
And then all the men out there are going to be like, look,
she cried.
Fucking told you.
She fucking crazy.
You're on your period, babe.
Yeah.
Are you going to kill me? Are you going to kill me?
Yeah.
Bitch, I might.
Well,
if you keep fucking asking me if it's because of my period.
Now, she didn't get called innocent. So she's still got that. But it was reduced to manslaughter. And she was released on probation and obligated to remain on hormone therapy. Now, on one hand, I think it's really funny, basically. I think it's very funny that she was able to get out of murder charges and just a manslaughter charge. And I know that sounds bad, but like a manslaughter charge is significantly less.
It's very different.
On the other hand, I'm like, this is really like... This is prehistoric.
Yes.
Because this is very reminiscent of she's on her period. She must be hysterical.
Yes.
And then it does work into that, like, don't ask me if I'm on my period just because I'm angry. Just because you fucked up and I'm mad at you does not mean I'm on my period.
Exactly.
And does not make me hysterical to be mad.
I can just be mad.
Exactly. Like,
and
ladies,
now I'm even more mad because you asked.
Yes. Ladies, you are allowed to be pissed off. You're allowed to be angry.
The fuck you want.
You cannot murder someone because you're angry and pissed off and then say, it's because of my period.
Oh. Okay.
Really?
I was going to say, you can murder someone if you're angry and pissed off.
Yes.
I mean, depending
you
on what they did.
Not.
Like, if you're John Wick, they kill your dog? Hell yes. Kill all of them.
You know,
kill
crimes
all
of
those
passion.
Bitches. That's right.
Crime of passion. Okay. But my issue is also, like, hormone therapy, make her get a hysterectomy.
Yeah, just take all that shit out.
Like, I know that that,
go in there, scoop it right out.
I know that that, like, leans on the side of, like, taking over control of someone's body. But maybe if...
She murdered if someone. Really, it's a different playing field.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you really think that your period is making you murder someone...
Like, bloodthirsty.
You should want to get rid of those things.
I don't know.
Right?
Yes. I would be like, oh, take it out. Yeah, I don't want to kill again.
Absolutely.
Unless you're like crazy. So, I mean, she got something else.
Yeah. Like, obviously, you have other mental health issues. And I hate using that argument because, like, as someone with mental health issues, I feel like it lumps me into, like, psychopath.
Yes. And then, but now, if you're also a psychopath, like, if you have that or any, like, kind of, I don't know, any of that. We're not talking bad about all psychopaths because not all of them are killers.
Yeah, that's true.
You can have a disease.
You could be psychopathic. You could be and not be a terrible person.
And yes. Be perfectly functioning.
Yes.
I mean, not perfectly, well, but, you know, you're not killing people.
As long as you are, we're digging ourselves a hole. You take care of what you need to take care of.
Yes.
You adequately and go efficiently therapy, take care and take your medicine. Go to therapy.
God damn it. Take do your fucking medicine.
Do what you need
medicine.
To do to not kill people.
Yes. Don't kill anyone.
I do it every day. I do what I need to do to not kill people. Hi.
Sometimes
and that's
it's
not
harder
even,
than
I,
others.
Like, I don't have those issues. I just hate people.
Today,
this
at
is
work,
a whole.
On Christmas Eve.
Oh, good.
Yeah. There was somebody wanting to have a discount on a shirt because she put it on and it ripped. She ripped it. And then she goes, can I have a discount on this? And she goes, well, I'm not paying full price anymore. And then I was like,
don't buy it.
You ripped it. Ugh.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Crazy.
And you can choose whichever one you want.
I kind of like this one because I'm about to literally go stay in Scottsdale.
Okay.
But I really want to do this one.
Go for it.
So, back in 1978, you should really see this man. Maybe we'll add it. We'll add his picture.
Yeah, we'll add his photo.
To the Instagram post about this episode because he looks very dapper and so 70s.
He looks like he's on the dating show.
He does. I'm like...
Is that murderer?
The contestant? No.
Okay.
This is not him.
Who was that?
That was the guy that would take photographs of people.
Mm-hmm.
He'd say, hey, let's go take photographs. And like he'd get young,
pretty women. I just listened to that episode.
And they'd go out and...
Yep.
You die.
Now I know.
I once had somebody approach me in a mall and they gave me a card and they were like, hey, I'd love to take your photo. Blah, 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 blah.
And
I was
like,
deal.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, great. I'm a fucking model. But I did not go. And that's why I'm still here today.
Thank God.
So, don't trust nobody who tries to say anything. Unless
ever.
They tell you you're beautiful. In which case, just say,
other than us,
thank you.
Trust us.
Next. And then that's what you do. Anyways. Dan White assassinated San Francisco Mayor George Moscone. Maybe that's not how you say it. And Supervisor Harvey Milk. There we go.
Yes.
At City Hall in 1978. During the trial. So, and now, okay, I can see where he's coming from. Pretty much, he said that he suffered diminished capacity due to depression and therefore was not capable of premeditated murder. So pretty much he's saying this was like kind of spur of the moment. And
my depression got really bad, so I killed someone.
Yeah.
As someone with depression, you're still capable of premeditated anything.
Oh, hell yes.
Because you still... depression doesn't make me not think of things
ever. It makes
ever.
Me think too much.
Yeah. Like, depression and anxiety makes me go...
I'm in my feels.
For weeks.
Because you can't move.
Think about things. Never has it just been like, you want to do... Never are you that motivated in the moment of being depressed that you're like... Ooh, motivation's really got me now.
I'm
all
gonna
this
go,
depression.
Go kill two people.
Yeah. Like, you're never
Howdy
that
hey.
Motivated in a bout of depression. You're very much like, I'm real depressed. Let me watch some sad-ass movies. My go-to crime movie is Garden State.
And
let me eat real shit.
Never get out of bed.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of eating shit.
Yes.
That's exactly what happened. White's change in diet, which had always been healthy, now confisted. I've been listening to too much Call Your Daddy. Call her daddy. God damn it. Now consisted of sugary food and drinks. And to prove his state of depression leading up to the murders. He used this to prove his state of depression leading up to the murders. And it was later referred to as the Twinkie defense. Twinkies being a staple of White's diet at the time of the crime. Maybe that's why Tallahassee punched that man in the face. If you haven't listened to episode one, please go back.
Shame on you.
Listen to these episodes in order, because otherwise you're going to be confused because we reference a lot.
Yeah.
The time back. So episode one is bring it full circle. If you don't know what I'm talking about, well, that's your own damn fault.
Yep. Do better.
Do better.
Don't be sorry. Just be better.
That's right. That's what my father always told me.
I
just
have friends whose dad actually does say that. That's like their motto their life.
That's like, if you're not here to win, get the hell out of Kuwait.
It's
from Pitch Perfect.
Don't be sorry, just be better.
Also and on my movie shelf.
If whenever they say like, I didn't mean to, and he says, mean not to.
Mean not to. So if we just said, I don't know, my dad would say, I don't know is not an answer. Or if we said, okay with not an answer either.
Yeah.
So, and it's true. Yeah. I still use it every day.
So tell us more, Twinkie.
Anyways.
How did that work out in
Twinkies
court?
Being a staple of his diet. Yeah. Twinkies make you kill people. Make you depressed and then you kill people. Mm-hmm. The defense worked. And White was charged with voluntary manslaughter with a sentence of 7 years. He killed 2 court officials.
Oh my God.
Like.
But now this was also in the time where, because what year, this was 70s?
78, yeah.
Yeah. So this was, I hate to say it, but well, it was in a time where, unfortunately, gay people, queer people were not seen as equals.
Exactly.
So it was kind of almost like it was proof that they saw them as second class citizens because man just killed murdered. 2 of them and got 7 years.
Manslaughter in 7 years, yes. Yeah. If you don't know anything, Harvey Milk was a prominent gay rights activist.
Sean Penn played him.
Yeah, in the movie Milk.
Yes.
Film.
And James Franco was in it. I'm going to be honest, I never saw it, so I don't know who he plays, but I know he was in it.
Same.
Cool.
I also have never seen this movie, but I do know there was a movie about it, and yes. I did know who Harvey Milk was. So it obviously upset a lot of people because... Yeah, that's hella wrong.
Yeah.
Twinkies don't make you kill 2 people. Your homophobia probably did.
That's more likely.
And you're just an asshole.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Anyways, the decision was unpopular enough for California to eliminate the diminished capacity laws, which is smart. And I'm glad that brought that about.
And too, it's unfortunate that it took what it took.
Yes.
But it is good that they saw an error in their ways and tried to
fought for change.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's like everything in our justice system and everything that we have set in place, like, Amber Alerts and stuff, like how they all came about. Mm-hmm. It's all very sad. But it's helped so many people since.
Yeah.
And it is unfortunate that one thing did have to happen, but... It is helping people now, and we can all find solace in that.
Yes. So, moving on to while we're speaking about reality, I'm going to talk to you guys.
Back to reality. About there goes gravity.
Mom's spaghetti.
Vomit on her spaghetti already. Mom's spaghetti. It's spaghetti.
Okay. That's so, I'm going to talk to you guys about a different type of reality. Tonda Lynn Ansley thought she was living in the Matrix.
My boy, Keanu Reeves.
In 2002, Tonda Lynn Ansley was arrested after shooting her landlady in the head. When the police asked why she had done it, because, you know, that's always the first question, like, well, why'd you do it? As if they're going to accept any answer as, like, logical and be like,
oh, okay.
Twinkies.
I hate Mondays.
Yeah. her response was, they kill a lot of people in the Matrix. As it turns out, she thought the Matrix was real and she was living in it. She claimed that her landlady was trying to brainwash and kill her. The court found her not guilty by reason of insanity. Which, yeah, you crazy.
Yeah.
It, like, for real. The defense is now known as the Matrix defense, and apparently several other court cases have used it. At what point do you have to be like, okay, they're just this using is a lie. This. Like, okay.
My dog ate my homework.
I live in the Matrix.
Same thing.
No. Like, at what point
are you they're going to say, my dog ate the homework from the Matrix. My dog is in the Matrix, and he ate my homework.
Insane. But, sorry, I burped a little. So that's that one. It's just, like I said, at what point do you have to call it bullshit and be like, okay, no, we have to cut this out. We have to cut this off. Too many people are getting let off because they're saying they're in the Matrix.
Yeah.
You're not in the Matrix. You're here in this world.
You're dumb.
Come on. Also another movie I've never seen.
Oh, my God.
Okay. No intention. Don't bring it up how you have it.
Do I?
I don't know. But every movie we've ever talked about here, you have.
My eyeballs aren't good enough. Not looking. Okay, well, I'm actually going to break off from this list.
Okay.
Because I said that I hate Mondays. And okay. It made me remember. Now, wasn't necessarily an excuse, but let me tell you guys. If you don't know about it, it happened in 1979. I'm just going to the next year after our, other shooting. Uh-huh. The Grover Cleveland Elementary School shooting took place on January 29th, 1979, at a public elementary school in San Diego, California. So all the murders happened in California or the Pacific Northwest.
Right.
Anyways, now only two people were killed. It was the principal and one of the custodians, but eight children and a police officer were injured. There was, from across the house, a 16-year-old girl named Brenda Spencer who lived, just right up there. They realized that the shooting was coming from there. She was shooting, I believe, out of her second story bedroom window. Wow. Backtrack. Let's talk about how she got this gun. Her father, this piece of work, asked her what she wanted for Christmas, January 29th, followed not long after. She sat with it for a while. Yeah. She said, Dad, I want a radio. Okay. He got her an automatic weapon.
Neat.
Got her a fucking... I don't know what sort of machine gun.
First of all, you're an asshole because you didn't get her the fucking radio.
Yes.
Second of all, you're an asshole because you put so many other people at risk.
Yes.
Because you bought your kid a gift she didn't fucking want.
Yeah. And why does any 16-year-old child need a fully automated weapon?
No.
Or assault, a rifle. I don't know what the hell this kind of thing was. I don't know guns. Anyways.
We have no intention of educating ourselves.
That's right.
Do not email us about what an AR stands for.
Yes. It means AR points, which you read in school and you got points for. I had lots of them.
I'm about an AR 158.
That's right, bitches. Look at my gold star. Anyways, back to this. She had a pretty fucked up life. Now, not an excuse.
No.
Your past, there's lots of us who have pretty shitty ass past. And I'm not going out there and killing people.
Right.
I'm sure I have plenty of, reason to do so.
Yeah.
But I don't.
I said, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
That's not I meant.
You know my life story. Let me tell you right now. anyways. So she was shooting people out of her second story window. They identified who this house belonged to.
Right.
And they call up there and kind of like a hostage situation. They say, why are you doing this? And she responds, I just don't like Mondays. and I needed something to liven it up a bit. That's not a direct quote, but she does say, I don't like Mondays. And she essentially, that's like, I needed something to.
I was bored.
Yeah. And I needed something to. Oh, this livens up the day. Okay. Oh, I was pretty spot
you
on.
You were pretty close.
I don't like Mondays. This livens up the day. Quote. Unquote. Okay, good. Good job, memory.
Good job, little noggin.
Yeah, I'm watching my noodle. And that's what they said. A lot of heroic shit happened. Somebody apparently drove a school bus in front of it to try to protect some of the kids. Believe it was, that could have been, was it the custodian? Okay, my memory's not that good anymore. Don't compliment yourself. You will always fail next.
Yeah.
Or don't give anyone else compliments if they're doing well.
I don't do well with positive reinforcement ever.
Just yell at me. Tell me I suck. It's what I'm used to. It's what I've heard my whole life. And I'll go, you're right. I'll change.
Yes.
I
don't know where that comes from for me, but like if someone's like, oh, you're doing really well, guess what? I'm a fuck up immediately next.
That's what my students do. Every time I go, good job, blank, because I'm not going to say your names. Good job, Patricia. There we go. Just bring in some vines for you. Good job, Patricia. And then she immediately drops.
Yeah.
And I go, never mind.
Yeah.
Don't believe in yourself.
Nope.
You're wrong.
Take it back.
This year, my students almost made a shirt that said, don't believe in yourself on it, because I told them that. So. I'm a great teacher. Please don't fire me.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, so, yeah, she pretty much said, I don't like Mondays. This livens it up a bit. And that was kind of her excuse. Maybe not so much an excuse. It was a reasoning that she gave for potentially killing a lot of people, killing two.
Right.
And she now, this dad, honestly, he's the one that should have been placed in prison.
Yes.
Because, and then also, yes, she should serve her time. I'm not defending her.
No.
But he did make them sleep on a single mattress downstairs. And I'm certain there has to have been sexual abuse.
Yeah.
For a while, she denied it. Then she eventually came back and was like, but yeah. And then everyone was like, oh my God, why didn't you say it to begin with? And it's like, all you other motherfuckers that are like, why don't you come out and say it when it happens?
Yeah.
Because it's not that goddamn easy. Sometimes you haven't even accepted it yourself.
Exactly.
And, but he did stuff like that. And then eventually he gets himself a real young girl. And guess who she looks like?
Oh, God.
Almost a spitting image of his daughter.
Ugh.
It's very sick. So, yeah, I probably would have been looking for ways to liven up the day, too. Not saying I would have chosen to kill people. She also wouldn't have had this opportunity had her father not bought her this. If she would have had a nice little radio, she would have put on
just the radio she wanted, man.
She would have put on her favorite, you know, song and just boogied. It's 1979. I don't know. Speaking of music, though, it did inspire a song called I Don't Like Mondays by the Boomtown Rats. Because I believe they were traveling through California at that time and it was on the news and they heard it. And then I believe they're from like London and stuff or something like that. And then he wrote that song and now that is the thing she has to live with forever. Every time she hears that song, she's probably like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
Why did I do that? You know, like if you got a bad trigger song, hers is worse.
I don't know. I think there are other things she has to live with other than
yeah, probably the fact that she's
killed
people.
Boomtown rats.
Boomtown rats.
Yeah.
It's yeah. Anyways,
That's a good story.
It was.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a good story.
It's not good what she did.
I do. Also, I feel like there are times where I walk away and I'm like, well, it wasn't really an excuse.
Yeah.
But it's more of like, when I say excuse, I mean like a reasoning that was so unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like with last week's Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Yeah.
It was so unbelievable.
It doesn't always have to be a lie.
Yeah. So I did want to address that for sure. Here's one. Do we want to make this one our last one? Okay. So Vincent Gigante, I don't know.
Gigantor.
Walked around New York City in his pajamas. Vincent
As
the Chin Gigante. I assume that's how you say it.
The chin?
But that may just, the chin. like
okay,
chin,
so Vincent like the chin. Face. What is it? What is his name from Fairly Odd Parents, Mr. Chin?
I don't remember.
All I know is that I have a drink called the Wanda that one of my best friends makes for me. He's a bartender because it's the best and it's pink and fruity, but you will love it.
Okay. So
only if you like grapefruit, though.
He was the boss of the Genovese crime family from 1981 to 2005. He was also known as the Odd Father because he frequently walked around. That's right. He frequently walked around New York's Greenwich Village in his robe, talked to parking meters, and pissed on the street. Which did allow for him to beat several criminal cases launched against him.
By pleading insanity?
That's right.
Okay, good.
Because he convinced doctors that he was legally insane.
Yeah, I'm convinced.
He would publicly act insane even when he was not on trial to bolster these claims.
Oh, fuck, he was acting?
The act proved successful for over 20 years because he was finally found competent to stand trial and he was convicted. That's smart as fuck.
That is. I mean, I don't understand why does everyone not do that?
Like,
if you're going to commit a murder, yeah, you fucking like input yourself into that loony bin.
He was prepping. Like, he spent time even outside of, like...
He's like, oh, we're totally
people,
good
like,
right
outside
now.
Outside of their crimes. Like, they're not, like, we're good, we're solid, we're staying on the DL. But, hold up, let me go piss on this parking meter and talk to my good friend, parking meter.
Parking meter.
In my
this
robe.
This is Paula parking meter.
Yeah, I'm Paula parking meter. Let me go out in my robe, like... So that because I know I'm going to commit a crime here pretty soon, but let me really convince everyone that I'm crazy.
Yeah, we've got to make sure he's covering all his bases.
Like,
that's premeditated
like,
as
fuck.
Fuck
you, dude. But that's fucking smart.
Yeah, it is.
That's smarter than most people.
It
right?
is.
Like,
yeah,
yes,
he knew what he was
premeditated
doing.
Premeditated as fuck, but
nah,
pretty
he's
good.
I'm
not mad at you.
I'm like,
I'm mad you murdered people. Don't.
I mean, but it said he was in a crime family, right?
Yeah.
So they were probably bad people anyways.
Maybe.
Doing the world a favor.
I don't know, man.
Do they just kill nice people?
Sometimes.
Manson family
Whitey
did.
Bulger. So,
okay.
But I am mad at you about committing. Because if anyone commits, I commit to jokes really hard.
Mm.
Like, I will let a joke go on for months before I'm like, oh, yeah, that was complete bullshit. And my jokes are only for me.
What was that one? Remember that one time we were at True Love and we were discussing the merits of this podcast and if whether or not I was pitching you the idea, essentially, and y'all's drunk friend walks up to me and he tries to tell me this like moth joke.
Oh my God, yes.
That was interesting. He didn't really get past the first line. He was plastered.
It's because he knows I hate that joke.
Do you think he knew at that time? He was gone.
No, he knows. That's the only time he tells them is when I'm around.
Okay.
He knows I hate that fucking joke.
Does he normally get through it? Because he
is.
Okay.
He's gotten through it before.
He wasn't. you finished it for me.
Yeah. The light was on, guys.
That's it.
If someone starts a joke about a fucking moth going into a podiatrist's office, I want you to know the podiatrist asks, so what brings you in today? And the moth says, well, the light was on. Okay, that's it. That's the joke. If someone spends 20 minutes telling you the joke, it's not going to be funnier.
If he just goes, so the moth walked into the podiatrist's office. And then he goes, so the moth walked into the podiatrist's office. And then he goes, and you go, shut the fuck up. The light was on.
Yeah. The thing is that he knows I hate that joke because every time he gets interrupted, he will add a new line into the joke. I've heard that joke go for like 20 minutes.
That's about what it did.
But it wasn't just him restarting it. It was because he kept getting interrupted, so he would add more onto it. Which is like, okay, that's kind of fucking funny.
It is.
Fuck you. The light was on. I hate that joke. But like, yeah, as someone who really commits to a joke and is like, I had a roommate who we told her she hated silverfish more than anything.
Yeah,
for some reason.
Kind of creepy.
Yeah, but like she hated those more than like roaches. And like if I have to choose, I'm going to choose a silverfish.
Can't
all
they like
day.
Eat you though or something?
No, I don't think that's true.
Oh. Are you sure?
No. But
Are they the same as earwigs?
No.
Oh, earwigs can get inside your ear and eat your whole brain up.
That's also a myth.
Well, fuck. My life is a lie.
So I had a roommate who hated silverfish. So we told her one day that we had been looking online at like why the silverfish were only going into her room ever. And then we had figured out it was because she had longer hair and they feed on like skin cells.
Good thing I just chopped all my hair off.
Dead cells, basically. And so we convinced her to sleep with a shower cap on for months before finally she walked out of her room one night while she was in bed, and she'd gotten out of bed and I was like, the fuck are you doing? And she was like, I have to wear my shower cap because of the silverfish. And I was like, oh, that was a lie we told you like 6 months ago, girl. She did not laugh. I did. And I feel fine about that joke.
There you go. It's fine. She wasn't harmed in any way. No jokes, animals were harmed in the making of this movie.
My jokes are primarily for me. They're not for anyone else to get entertainment out of them. If you laugh, that's great. But if I laugh, that's what I'm happy
also,
with.
It's kind of her fault because she didn't Google it herself.
Right.
She should have been like, huh, I wonder if this is true. It sounds a little outlandish.
Yeah. Sounds a little bit crazy that I would sleep with a shower cap on every
and it's
going to
protect
night.
It.
Yeah. And like, yeah. I don't know what she did when she had overnight guests. Like, did she wear that
she
shower
fucked
cap?
She him with a shower cap.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my
I'll God. I'll bet that is one hell of an image right in you.
You know, someone else told me the other day that you and I are like comedy edging.
What does that mean?
You don't know what edging is?
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I do, but I'm not.
Edging, you know what edging is.
Okay, tell me anyways, just in case.
Okay, edging is basically, it's like a tantric practice, almost like a sexual practice, where you keep yourself from coming until you're like,
you reach the edge of something real gross.
And then you have to like, pull it back.
Yeah.
And then you, until you decide to come.
Okay, yeah.
So someone told me that we are basically like comedy edging, which meant
so it means,
I assume
it means
like,
we're almost funny.
No,
but not enough to like, make you actually laugh. It's
so,
kind of like
no. No, I think what he meant to say, because he also called us like Abbott and Costello, but just Abbott and Abbott because we're both very dry.
Oh yes, thanks, Dad.
We're both I do get very that from dry. My father. And yeah, me too. My dad has told me before, he'll laugh at me whenever I say something and I'll be like, what? And he goes, you're so fucking deadpan. And I'm like, well, I'm dead inside. Does that count?
I got like, a sign that says that.
Yeah. He was like, there it is. There's your deadpan.
Okay,
and I hated it for a long time, like being told I was deadpan because like, you know, people can't tell if you're joking. They don't laugh at your jokes.
Yeah.
But now that I've realized that I only care if I laugh at my jokes, fuck all y'all.
That matters.
I'm here for my own comedy. But
so
yeah,
comedy
edging. Get your comedy edge right here. Line on up, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll almost make you laugh. But not quite. We'll hold it off till the very end, and then it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be a riot.
Okay.
Did you have any excuses that you wanted to talk about from this week that you received?
No one really gave me any. People just go, oh, I've got a lot of excuses, which is what everyone says. And I'm like, bitch, we'll fucking write them in.
Yeah.
So if, okay, perfect. So, well, wait, do you have any excuses that anybody's given you?
I've heard one, but I want him to be a guest.
Okay.
So I don't want to give away his excuse.
Then let's not read it.
So.
Or remember
let's
it.
Let's go ahead. This is a perfect segue.
If you do have an excuse that you've been given, have given, or your roommate's
fuck it.
Cousin's
it's a friend, exactly.
Twice removed, and it was their cat has given.
Yes.
Please tell us.
Yes.
Send us an email. Send us an email to whatsyourexcusepodcast@gmail.com. It's all one word, all lowercase.
It is.
And send that right over. We will read it, and we'll say, oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then we'll add it in. Or we'll say, you just said your dog ate your homework. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. We will send you an email with that.
Yeah, we'll respond if you want to hear from us.
If you're my friend, fucking text me your excuse.
Yes, you can also give a shit. I don't care where it comes. Yeah. That's what my mom did.
I have a voice memo with that guy's excuse.
There you go.
Because we were at the bar and I saw him and he told me he had one. And I said, let me record this. It's on my phone forever.
There you go.
Forever.
Never delete that shit. Oh, iCloud.
Yeah, exactly. Follow us on Instagram.
Yep.
What's Your Excuse Podcast, all lowercase, no apostrophe, no space.
That's right. And then you can also find us on Facebook at What's Your Excuse Podcast, but it does have spaces and it is not all lowercase.
Does it say podcast?
Maybe it's just What's Your Excuse.
I think it's just What's Your Excuse.
Okay.
You will see it because it's got our same image.
Yes.
As across the board.
That's right.
The other thing is you can hear us on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also listen to us on podcasts.com. That's podcasts.com. Because I know I have friends who don't have iPhones.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but whatever. Get your Droid, baby. I'm not here to hate on you, I guess.
My dad has an Android.
Oh. Well, he can listen to us on podcasts.com. Yeah, I sent him the link
today, and I said, Dad, it's cool. Very explicit. Just so you know. Right. I hadn't told him yet, because I was like, I don't actually know if I want him to listen.
Yeah.
I told my mom. I was like, Mom.
So, anyways, now we're rambling.
Yes.
We're
going to call that a day.
We will see you guys, talk to you guys next week. Send us your fucking emails. Go listen. Send us a text. Subscribe.
Leave review. A review. 5 stars. And if you want to do more than click a button,
please
type a
leave
little.
Leave a comment.
One of
right
my students
now, it just says
very funny.
Funny. Very funny.
And I was
and
like.
I love that. I do love it. But I do want to read more.
Yes, we want to know what you like, what you don't like.
Yeah. And you can tell me what you don't like.
Yeah,
we'll
like we just said.
What we do.
We grow from not positive reinforcement.
Yes.
And we'll probably cry a little bit.
Please don't send me all of your hate mail.
Yeah, I don't want to be shit on.
Yeah.
No one does.
Don't do that.
You know, if that's your enjoyment out of life, go fuck yourself.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Yeah, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to die.
Oh. Merry Christmas. God bless us.
Everyone. And a cooked goose for everyone. From my favorite movie, Hot Rod.
Goodbye. Bye. What's your excuse?